Remember when President Trump held his very first campaign rally, the one where he came down the escalator at Trump Tower? Well, many of the people in that crowd were reportedly paid actors. The Trump campaign denied those claims, but it came to mind because of news from New Orleans, where the news site The Lens reports that actors were paid to attend city council meetings last year to support a new power plant. They were reportedly paid up to $200 and would wear the same orange shirts that read clean energy, good jobs, reliable power. Joining us now is Michael Stein, who's one of the reporters on that story at The Lens. He joins us from New Orleans. Michael, tell us what you found here.
Yeah, so this is part of an application that our local utility, Entergy, they had submitted it to build a new power plant. And basically the debate had been going on for about a year and a half before this public hearing was set in October. So I went to that meeting kind of expecting to see a lot of opposition. There had been strong opposition the whole time. And at any public hearing, you expect to see more opposition than support.
Right.
So I was surprised when I walked in and, like you said, saw 50-odd people wearing these orange shirts that said clean energy, good jobs, reliable power. So I kind of hung out right in the entrance to City Hall asking these people one by one, why'd you come here today? And, you know, why do you support the power plant? And got the same answer every time. Go talk to Gary. So eventually I find this guy, Gary, who we later find out is named Garrett Wilkerson. And he tells me he's for the Council for Responsible Governance, which doesn't seem to be a real thing. And over time, we learn that him and another man named Daniel Taylor was paying people to wear these orange shirts to meetings, $60 to go in an orange shirt, $200 to go and make a speech. You know, some of these people were professional actors. We found at least four professional actors that were hired by these men. And to get what, you know, Garrett described as a speaking role, you would have to send in a 1 to 3 minute audition tape making a persuasive speech. You know, if you pass that test, they'd send you a list of talking points. So it was a long list of talking points that included, you know, fears of, you know, keeping the lights on after a hurricane, applauding Entergy for its openness and its, you know, its commitment to renewable energy. They even tied, you know, the new power plant to reducing the city's crime rate, which was creative. But then, yeah, basically from those talking points, they would make these people a pre-written speech and these people would deliver it. And this happened at two separate meetings, one in October and one last February.
And Entergy claims it had no knowledge of the paid actors attending the city council meetings to support this proposed plant. Were any laws broken by this?
Yeah, so the Lens looked into, you know, whether any laws were possibly broken, and we didn't find anything. You know, we couldn't find a law that they broke. There were no city council rules that they broke. We called the State Board of Ethics, but Louisiana, like most states, their lobbying laws only cover – they really only cover interactions between people and public officials, not people – there's no real restrictions on grassroots lobbying like this.
In early March, the New Orleans City Council voted 6-1 to approve this power plant. Do you think the actors had an impact?
So one of the council members I talked to said it had a significant impact. I think it's hard to say, but I think there were serious questions about whether the city needed this power plant. And, you know, if you're a council member thinking about whether to take a stand on this, and then you see this barrage of supporters, that might affect your decision making. So, again, it's hard to say, but at least one council member thinks it had a significant impact.
They call this tactic astroturfing. How unusual is it?
So I think it's more common than I thought, at least. I mean, just looking into these two guys, it seems like this is kind of a full-time gig for them. They seem to travel around the country. I should have mentioned before, but they both appear to be from Texas. I got one of them on the phone for about 2 minutes before he hung up, and in that time he said he did a significant amount of work on the East Coast in New York and that he could connect me to stories up there, things he was working on. In Facebook messages that we got, we see Garrett talking about, you know, wanting to be sent back to New Orleans. This is the favorite place we've ever been sent. And, you know, like I point out in the article, it seems that they work for this company called Crowds on Demand, which is an LA-based company that really openly advertises what they do, which is providing bodies to protests or city council meetings. I mean, they even specifically point out that they can provide speakers at city council meetings. So they're very open about this, which was surprising for me to find out. So, you know, how common it is, I'm not sure. But since the article has been published, people have been reaching out to me, especially advocates within the oil and gas industry, saying they've seen the same orange shirts in different cities in the U.S. So, Yeah, I think we really don't know. There's one UCLA professor that I quoted in the piece. He estimates that 40% of Fortune 500 companies have some sort of crowdsourcing company on their payroll. Hmm. So, you know, it could be way more widespread than
more common
than
you might think.
Right.
How are people in New Orleans reacting to your story?
I think there's been a pretty decent reaction. I think it's something that people assumed was happening, especially people that, you know, were involved in the opposition against the power plant. I mean, people have been saying this all along. I should give a lot of credit to those advocates, especially, you know, one man, Dan Faust, who really stayed on the trail of this the whole time. So this is something that at least among the opposition, people talked about as, you know, a fact that this was happening. And I think people felt vindicated by the fact that we were able to kind of track down how it worked.
That's Michael Stein, a journalist at The Lens. We will link you to his reporting at hereandnow.org. Michael, very interesting. Thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you.